they're essentially saying we're being summoned. And when they're saying we're being summoned, it's important to walk this way. So just as if you're waiting for a bus, a train, a plane, or whatever, and it's like all aboard, you know, if you're coming this way, now's the time, last call. So we really want to feel that, love's deliverance in terms of readiness. There's still a tendency to kind of like, oh, we've got all lifetime. Oh, we got all year. Oh, you know, eventually I'll try that out. That's a really good suggestion. So the more that we can prioritize the fact that time is no longer needed, time is no longer warranted, time is no longer effective. So there's this tendency to kind of slow poke our way to the train station, and they're saying that's hardly necessary, because as you will allow love to arrive, as you will allow love to consume. So to consume is like really take over your very essence. All of us are still, they're so funny, they're going like clank clankety, you know, like sort of like the tin cans or whatever, like we're taking the long way home, because we don't realize that we're already on board. We don't realize that we've already been accommodated. We don't realize that we already are assuming our destiny, our essence, our holiness, our love's arrival. So now is the time to proceed, and now is the time to stay strong, and now is the time to stay able. Staying able is not so much working out like the figures that will come, but staying able is really about inviting yourself to the dance. So it's like allowing yourself to slumber, not but to shine. So when you're shining, you're not shining for a particular situation. You're not shining for a particular, like, okay, like, are they gone? Can I take away my shine? This is really an ongoing establishment always. Ongoing establishment always. So there's a lot of like duplication in its advisory affordability or accounting, because they really want to emphasize the fact that we're responding to our light in a consecutive motion, in a consecutive glance, in a consecutive self-prophecy. And the more we remember that we're about to explode, they keep using that phrase. And like, what does that mean? What it means is who we actually are. We're divinity, and so we're light. So there's light that is within our chamber, within our higher heart statement, which is ready to be self-activated, which is ready to be assisted, which is ready to be explored. And so the more that we understand that we're not just like solving the daily riddle, though we need to solve the daily riddle, but more importantly, we're shifting in consciousness to be truly inspired, to be truly escorted, to be truly asserted. So in other words, as we shift our paradigm, as we shift our love's increase, as we shift our overriding value. When I said shift our love's increase, the energy that was supporting us is like immeasurable, like it's beyond counting, it's beyond anything that we could singularly imagine. So this is where we're really like going off the charts. We're going off, like, just imagine there's like a recording system, and it's like how many units, how many points, you know, what's the percentage or whatever. So just imagine you getting so enamored with love, you just getting so bright that like you've broken the measuring apparatus, like it can't even contain or supposed to report you accurately. That's how light, that's how bright, that's how you know, it's sort of like, you know, like that song, like how great you are. So we want to remember in our divine state, that's how great we are. So we're really allowing ourselves to return, to assume, to explore our natural delight, our natural occurrence, our natural surroundings, our natural exploratory existence. So when you think of like a baby and or a little one, they're just like beaming love and radiating sunshine. Well, we are too, but we've had like the drapes closed. We've had the blinds closed. So this is really about our time of standing out. This is really about our time of engaging with our true self at last. So we want to remember that we're not finishing our lifetime in the old consciousness, in the old sort of like boxed in reality where, okay, you can do whatever you want, but you got to stay within this box. Like that's no longer necessary. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be illuminated in one place. So in other words, when we're illuminated, we're one with our light. And so from that light, all is made possible because now we're getting on that train, we're getting on that plane, we're climbing on board. And again, to infinity, meaning like returning to the truth of self. So being informed, but being wise higher, meaning being in our divine knowing, being in our divine circumstance. So this is going to solve all that we're now presently witnessing or looking at. So that would include the outer reality, what's going out there in the world, but equally relevant is all of the various problems in terms of your own personal understanding. We want to remember we're drawing from a higher consent. We're drawing from a higher allowance. We're drawing from a higher liftoff status. So in other words, as we dream in our light, as we understand who we are, as we submit to that heavenly advisement, then choices emerge which didn't exist previously because in essence we were in our own way. Now again, it's not like that was our fault. It's not like it's anyone's fault. It's a consciousness of false illusion. So it's the consciousness of separation. So as we will have a heart for self and others, so in other words, it's sort of like beep, 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 like that beating of the heart. And so we want to remember we're shifting from our mind, where our mind is instructing, deciding, supervising, always having something to say, to that heart knowing. So that heart knowing is what is being advised, is what is being assisted, is what is being like wholly consumed. And wholly consumed is when we know ourselves to be the invitation of love. Then that's where the explosion occurs. That's where the sing-along retrieval occurs. So when they're saying sing-along, you want to envision your higher self, your master self, already singing. So in other words, we're drawing a song that's already occurring. We're drawing an awareness that already exists side by side. So you just want to imagine it, like whatever you think your current situations are, your problems, your concerns, your worries, remember that that's there because it's reflecting a consciousness from long ago. So as you remember, side by side is your new advisory, is your new accessory. So it's sort of like, I'm wearing this shirt, it's very nice, but I think I want some of these bangles. I think I want that necklace. I think I want that scarf. That's right side by side, like you just pick it up off the dresser and it's now yours to wear. So that's what we want to conceive of as standing properly, like to really understand that there's more to source as we are able. So of course we're able, but are we willing? So they're saying sort of like able to just sort of draw to us the awareness for us to sort of check that out. Like, are we able? Can I pick up that scarf off my dress and make myself beautiful? So can I pick up that light? Can I pick up that higher association? So when we do that, remember we're going off the charts. So remember that boxed-in notion where you can do whatever you want, but stay in the box, or they're recording or vibration and they have a certain apparatus, and now we're going off the charts. Like, I can't even record you because that's just not what we normally measure, because you're now beyond. So we want to realize that side by side is a new understanding, a new discovery of self that is already preaching, that is already in the choir, that is already dancing, that is already like fully prepared. So as we will allow ourselves full welcoming assurance. So in other words, we're welcoming our higher stroke, we're welcoming our higher existence, we're welcoming our higher placement. So from out of that notion of self comes all of our assistance. So we really want to understand that we're not solving things from the old standby. We're moving into a new association of love. And so we really want to understand that we are like the ascension clause. In other words, we each of us have an opportunity to take a stand. So we each of us have an opportunity to sing, to trust the love of self, and to allow ourselves to exchange lifetimes. So exchanging lifetimes is, I no longer need to finish the story of suffering. I no longer need to like belong in the shackles, and we're permitting ourselves to dance. So it's really important that we drop the, what would I call that? Sort of like the judgment about it towards ourselves or others. So in other words, when you don't know any other way, how can you possibly engage in another way? So that's where we want to remember that, to keep love's advisement, to really remember that we're not shooting in the foot, because if we move into our advanced status, but we're carrying that energy of judgment along, well, that's just going to swing us back down. So imagine like you come up to the top of the water, but you're still holding on to the anchor. It's just going to bring you to the seabed of the ocean. So the more that we understand that it's time to travel lightly, so we're traveling to the light, but we want to make sure we're traveling lightly. So that means we're releasing the anger, the judgment, the victimization, because a lot of us are transmuting victimization stories. We took on victimhood so that we could help all see, but we don't realize how, what would be the word is, just how pressurized that, or how we tend to hold on to it, or we tend to carry it. So it's really important to remember, how would I say that, to keep, I'll just describe the energies. When I'm receiving the energies, it's sort of like the constrictions are loosening, or the tightness are loosening, or what seems very familiar. And that's sort of like sticking my little head out of my turtle shell. Because when we talk about going beyond the familiar, some of us tend to get a little nervous. On the other hand, it's important to understand that's how much movement you have to grow. That's how much exercise you're now ready to withstand, to like really understand you're leaving, you know, let bygones be bygones, but it's also within your own mind. It's also with your own old deliverance. So allow yourselves to choose the light, and allow yourselves to, going back to the word explode, again, the explode is like, it's a symphony of light. It's just, imagine it's like a fountain, but it's of light. So there's just like the remembrance of light, the remembrance of joy, the remembrance of sunshine, the remembrance of hopefulness. So when I'm saying that, I just see a golden heart. And so the golden heart represents our innocence, represents our truth at last. And so we really want to understand how strong each of us are, and that what we're doing to bring back the sunshine for all. So it's not like, well, let me just see if I can get my life a little bit better. We came in this reality as masters to awaken consciousness. So the more that we understand what we're doing is incredibly significantly important for all. And how would I say that? They're kind of saying like the stakes are high. So it's not like from a pressure standpoint, but more from a sense of like humble pride in really understanding what we're about to do or what we're about to accomplish or who we are or our grand measure. In other words, in terms of our strength, in terms of our significance. So allow yourselves to move in stride. So move in stride is I can do this, I can reach this, I can fully invest in this, I can attune to the light, I can create a new avenue, I can create a new existence, I can create a new understanding of self. And so as I allow that torch of light to be well understood, I am now well managed. In other words, I'm reflecting that light, I'm identifying with that light, I'm choosing that light, I'm signaling my ascension, meaning it's like I've now increased over my old association, my old obligation. So allow that to be received and allow that to be excited, meaning that everything in your life is now attuned to the vibrational responsibility of love. Like it has to refer back to love because that's what is being given. That's what's being dictated. That's what's being sung complete. So that's how we keep shifting. And we really want to understand the power that we function with to understand how we keep increasing that movement, how we keep increasing that song of delight. So allow change to occur with ease. Change to occur with ease is I don't need to finish the chapter, I don't need to finish the book, I don't need to finish the month, I don't need to finish the year. Change can occur overnight. So once we agree with that, when I said that, the blue orbs are so powerful, and this is the whole point. You know, so it's like, once you give love a chance, it's not like lovey-dovey Valentine cards, which are lovely, of course, but it's the energetic association, it's the energetic delivery. Remember, we're not waiting for the world to change, we're changing, we're shifting in consciousness, abide. So allow yourselves to be in charge of that new love's association. And again, you're receiving it in all expenditures. So every aspect of this incarnation, other incarnations, multiple association, meaning if you're on earth in another body, you know, if your soul's sharing two experiences or two relevances, to allow all to be upgraded. So just like you upgrade a software upgrade or whatever, it's sort of like, ooh, 5 minutes later, boom, it's in. It is in, locked solid. So we're allowing that to be received, we're allowing that to be presented, and allowing all to shift. So that means if you're gonna go back and finish an argument from yesterday, you don't exist in that energetic remembrance of yesterday. You're at a higher note. So when you go back, trust that you're seeing everything from a new broadcast. There is literally a new reality that you're responding to. Now you can insist in going back to yesterday, you've got free will. That's where they want us to remember the high note. To not feel like we got to go back downward. It's going to be set up to sort of, how would I say that? Like you're going to have a choice. So we want to remember to obligate ourselves to the light on all accounts, meaning when you see a new possibility, you take it. You just align with the new voice, the new accompaniment, the new echo. And there's going to be a lot of power endorsing you to do that. So you have to choose it, but love's on your side. You're going to have ample support and help. So when you choose it, you get credit for it. It's just incredibly relevant because you're saying yes to the same. In other words, you're choosing love inside. We are delivering ascension to ourselves. We are delivering 5D reality to ourselves daily. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.